You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey there, membershippers. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, founder of the Membership Geeks, and today I'm talking about the fatal mistake that I still see far too many membership site owners making, despite the fact that I've been banging the drum and going on and on and on about this thing for, well, over a decade now. And yet still, this big mistake, this huge oversight still plagues far too many memberships. Before we dive into that, if this is your first time listening to the show, I'm so glad you found us. This is the place to be if you want tips, advice, and insight for growing a successful membership business. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. And of course, if you're a long-term listener, you know that I appreciate your continued support. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for every single second of attention that you give to me. I know there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of noise out there in the world. So the fact that you choose to spend part of your day truly does mean a lot to me. So let's talk about what this big mistake, this huge omission that so many membership site owners make. And honestly, it is new member onboarding. Consistently, time and time again, I see memberships not doing enough to help new members who just signed up settle into your membership and get off to the right start. And this can be fatal to your business. Memberships are, without a question, a retention business. The money is not made in sales. It's not made in attracting new members. It's made in getting those members to stick around long term. And member retention starts day one, minute one. The second someone joins your membership, the clock is ticking. What you do in the first minutes, hours, days, and weeks of a new member's experience will shape their entire time with you and directly affect the likelihood of them sticking around for the long haul. And yet so many membership owners are still neglecting new member onboarding. So you've got someone comes along to your website. They spend all that time reading through the fancy sales page. Maybe they've been connected with you for months, maybe even years. They've been consuming your content. You've been building that trust, nurturing that relationship. They've made it your sales page. They make that decision to trust you, to invest in your membership, to join, because your membership is the place that's going to guide them to the results, the outcome, the solutions, the transformations they've been seeking. It's going to fix those problems that have been plaguing them for so long. So they're ready. They click that join now button. They set up their subscription. They're excited. They're raring to go. The transaction goes through, and then they're just dumped into your membership. This strange, unfamiliar new website with loads of different sections, with a library full of material in all these different categories that they now need to try and wade through and make sense of, with a bunch of links in the menu that they don't really know what they're for. And so now, those first few minutes, those first hours of someone's memberships, instead of those being spent with them excitedly taking their first steps towards the success that they're seeking, they're instead going to have to spend a bunch of time figuring out where the heck everything is, how it all works, clicking around different links to see what they do, where they go, what's on offer. Then they've got to try and figure out, okay, so what's the best thing to start with? What content is relevant to me? What's the best course, the best workshop? What is it I should actually be doing? You've just dropped them into the middle of your ocean, and now they've got to figure out how to swim, and they don't really even know what direction they should be swimming in. It's overwhelming. It's a frustrating disconnect. It can be a little disheartening when you've had such high hopes for what you were going to be able to do with this membership, and you wanted to really hit the ground running. And so then what happens? Well, that person's more likely to think, okay, this is quite a lot to suss out. I can't quite figure it out, can't quite wrap my head around where I should be starting. So I'm going to come back later. I'll set aside some time I'll come back and then I'll try to figure out what I'm doing. Or they guess, they take a punt on where they should start, what content is going to help them as their first step. So they pick a course that has a title that sounds like maybe this is where to start. They watch part of a lesson in that course and then realize, oh, hang on, no, this isn't right. So back they go to the library, they click around, they try and filter it down, they click on different categories. Maybe this, they click on the next thing. Nope, that's not it. Maybe this course, maybe this workshop. I mean, that's interesting, but no, that's not for me. And the frustration builds and builds and builds. Frustrated members will leave. Overwhelmed members will leave. Directionless members will leave. Members who aren't getting results will leave. And all of that can be avoided if you just implemented a solid new member onboarding process. A specific process and series of steps that guides people through their initial experience of your membership. A follow-up strategy that checks in with them throughout their initial weeks, keeping them on track, drip-feeding them key information that they need, building the habits and kickstarting the progress that is conducive to getting them to stick around long term. Now, on a basic level, there are four things your new member onboarding should consist of. Long-term listeners, you've probably already heard me talk about these things because I've been yelling into my mic about the desperate need to sort out new member onboarding for years now. But if you don't know what they are, then the basic four things that every new member onboarding process should consist of, first of all, is a warm welcome. The first page that someone sees after they've completed registration should feature a message from you, preferably video, giving them that warm welcome, big, smiley, happy, confident, thanking them for joining, validating their buying decision, and telling them what's next, maybe even giving them a brief tour of the key sections of your membership so they know where everything is. From there, we want to conduct a quick new member survey, collecting a little bit of info about why they've joined, what their goals are, what level or stage they're at. Key information that will help us to tailor their experience or even just customize the emails that we send them to ensure that they're more targeted to their needs. Next, we want to lay out some first steps for them to take, 4 to 5 simple actions that will get them started the right way. Give them a quick win. Get them to introduce themselves into your community, to sign up for their first live training call. Set them on the path towards whatever they joined your membership to accomplish. Recommend the first course to start with. Give them a curriculum, give them a pathway, lay out a specific route for them to take. And from there, we want to ensure that we have an automated series of follow-up emails that are scheduled to be sent to them throughout their first few weeks. Check in on how they're doing. Invite them to reach out if they're stuck or not sure where to start. Give them a bit more information about key features or content. Sell them on the benefits of taking part in certain ways within your community. Help them to settle in and ensure that they're fully informed on everything that they need to know to get the best from their membership. Just 4 things. That's all. You can do so much more with your onboarding, of course, but just these 4 simple elements will make the world of difference compared to just unceremoniously dumping people into your membership without any guidance. Everyone can incorporate those 4 steps, no matter what platform or plugin you're using. Tech isn't an excuse. There are ways and means for every single tech setup. And yet so many aren't even doing this. They're not even doing the basics. And it's not just new memberships. It's not just small memberships where maybe they feel, well, my resources are limited. I can't invest my attention, my finances into this. And it's not just people who haven't joined Membership Academy. So maybe they haven't learned the importance of this. This is a problem affecting big, long-term, well-established memberships too. One of the things that we have inside Membership Academy's training library is a series called Membership Insider. These are deep dive reviews and walkthroughs of big, successful memberships where I literally just hit record, I record my screen, and I narrate and give my unfiltered, raw reactions and insights as I walk through the sales page, the joining process, their new member onboarding. I dig around inside the membership and then go through their cancellation process, pulling out takeaways that our students can learn and use from to determine what works, what doesn't, how things should be done better, or fresh ideas they could be adapting for themselves. So this is one of the most insightful, useful things that we offer inside Membership Academy, but it blows me away just how many of the memberships that I featured have such shoddy onboarding. Some of them don't do it at all. Some of them literally go through the process I described before. The money gets taken and then bam, you're just thrown into it. Good luck, figure it out yourself. Some kind of half do it. They maybe throw new members into a quick introductory course that shows them some basics. But then again, they just cut that off and dump them into no man's land. But those that don't onboard at all are making such a fatal mistake. Now more than ever, with the increase in competition and the rise of AI, delivering results, giving clear direction, and personalizing the member experience are critical. And a solid new member onboarding strategy is the foundation for doing all of those things. And it is without doubt the most important thing you need to be doing in order to ensure good retention rates in your membership. So ignore your onboarding strategy at your peril. And if you're a member of Membership Academy, then we have got you covered. In the retention essentials stage of our membership roadmap, we give a full breakdown of the core onboarding process you should have in place, with templates, scripts, and swipe copy that will help you to implement effortlessly. And if you already have that basic four-step process in place, make sure you check out the advanced workshops and training in our library too for how you can build on this and further personalize the new member experience. And of course, if you're not a member, get yourself over to membershipacademy.com. And if you do nothing else, implement this onboarding strategy. Trust me, your business, your membership will benefit immensely from this. So I hope that this episode has been a little bit of a kick up the butt for those of you who are neglecting your new member onboarding. And I'm going to ask you, when was the last time you tested out the process of joining your own membership? Membership owners should be doing this once a quarter, not just to make sure that their onboarding is solid, that everything makes sense, but also to spot anything that might be broken, anything that might be outdated. First impressions last, and when it comes to memberships, when you consider that they are a retention business, that first sale, that's not the finish line, that is the starting pistol. Are you confident that your new member process is going to keep getting you that sale month after month, year after year, by retaining your members through getting them off to the best possible start? Ask yourself that question. Revisit your onboarding strategy, and if it's not up to scratch, this is your priority. All right, that is it for me for this week. I hope this little bit of a fired up rant about something that honestly, it still pains me to see people not doing this because I have been banging the drum for over a decade now. So it may be that you're new to memberships and maybe that you followed some training elsewhere that didn't really have enough depth to highlight how important this was. Whatever the case, take care of your onboarding. Trust me, those first minutes, days, weeks, and months that someone's with you, that will shape the long-term success of your membership. So make sure it's taken care of. That's it from me for this week. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level.
Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.